Right, Liam, we're in for a bit of a treat now, aren't we?
I think we are in for a bit of a treat, mate.
Episode 2 of the Pub Quiz Pod. What happens is basically I get to hang out with Liam Shaw. We then go to the pub. We then meet a very funny person and try and answer a real pub quiz sent in by a real pub quiz master from somewhere in the country. We've not seen the questions.
No, not seen the questions.
I mean, I've said that as if I'm denying. I've not been accused of anything yet.
I know you can't see this, but his hands are literally in the air. Like, he's got his hands in the air.
I think we're about to go and meet one of the loveliest boys you could meet. See what I've done there?
I see what you've done there. I see what you've done there.
Also, multi-talented individual. Not only a comedian, also a bloody TV producer as well. He does it all.
Lovely boys is finest. It's Will Robbins.
Yeah, very, very, very funny man. Will is genuinely in the pub right now. We are in my flat. We need to make a move. Should we head over, get him a drink and get on with this quiz, shall we?
Yeah, let's go get a drink in, mate. Let's go meet Will.
He has slick delivery and old school jauntiness with masterful timing. Not my words, the words of Steve Bennett Punchortle. It's Will Robbins.
Thank you. What an introduction.
Have you got off with Steve Bennett or something? What's going on there?
Yeah,
he's a fan, isn't he, Steve Bennett? Do you know Steve?
He's my father. He's a lovely man and he sees the best in me.
Will, that's quite a lot going on, isn't there? Stand-up, actor, writer, producer. Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You must be.
This is Sunday as well. You've got me out of bed on a Sunday to drink.
Yes. When you arrived, you were like, no, I'll leave it. And then you sat down like, do you know what? I'm going to have to just to get through this.
Well, I just thought that you two were drinking, so I thought I had a lime and soda. I just thought I looked... It's peer pressure. You've peered
pressure. You've made peer pressure. You've only peer pressured yourself there.
No,
we were fine with you having a lime soda. No, you went, oh, well, if you're going to hit the pint in front of me, then that's all I'm going to have to, aren't I?
I just thought we'd be more like a group.
It's more of a team, isn't it?
Trying to make friends. Yeah. I'm just trying to make
friends. And that's what pub quizzing is all about.
Yes, lovely.
It's nice, isn't it? We both worked as producers. So do you go to pub quizzes? Is that a thing you do?
I'm not big on them.
We're yet to have a guest that is, willing.
Yeah.
So you go to quizzes, it's not something you attend regularly.
I'm not a regular quiz goer.
But when you go, what's your role in a team?
It's more to do with sort of team morale.
Sure.
And it's less to do with...
Getting a drink, sir.
Yeah, getting...
Well, if you're going to make me get you a drink, then I'll better get one for myself, in fact.
No, it's kind of getting the drinks, morale, it is less... Answer.
Yes.
Okay. And less like about winning, it's more about we're going to have a good time.
You are Larry the cat to the office of number 10. You're the mascot. Yeah. You're there. You're cute. No, you've got good vibes.
It's better with me, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be like winning.
Is there a round where you do come into your own and you go, okay, this is now where, stand back, everyone, give me the pen. This is now where I'll go.
Yeah, I think maybe like Blue Pizza Presenters.
Nice.
Anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Quite good. Yeah.
Have you got... Sorry. Anything to do with that?
in my vicinity.
You named some one of the nichest specialist subjects. But also, that's anything to do with that as well.
Yeah, not just what they do, personal lives, backgrounds, you know, just, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Will's been a little bit humble because I actually knew Will before for a little while. We worked together on the last leg.
Jake was my senior.
Okay.
He was in charge of me.
Was he a good boss?
It was okay. It was ups and downs.
Yeah.
I'm
you can't look me in the eye.
Well, am I?
That was a rule on set, wasn't it?
Am I allowed to look you in the eye? Because you're a bit intense, mate.
God. Because what I was going to say, actually, was Will's being very humble because I definitely know from working with him, he knows a lot about TV, entertainment, and film, but also politics as well. Like, I think that if you know politics, that means you're going to know history. I think you've got a broader range of subject knowledge than you
let on. Yes, but I am self-deprecating. The politics, I'm definitely not clued up on. I don't like to watch and follow politics.
Do you watch the news?
I try not to because I find it depressing.
I'm right with you.
It makes me anxious.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Is that okay? Do you watch the news?
I'm a bit newsy, but I need to get a sense now. Will, when did you stop watching the news, just so I can get a sense as to when we come to current affairs in this quiz? At what point does it stop?
Yeah,
I've always been a...
What sort of year was the last time you were really watching the news, and I can sort of get a cultural reference point from there?
Never liked it. No, I do a bit, but it makes me feel helpless and anxious.
Liam,
when did you stop watching the news? You know what? I never really started.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Liam, know what's good for our bodies.
Yeah, it's good for your bodies. It's not bloody good for this pub quiz team, though, is it? It's not great, no.
I know the general gist, you know, Starmer.
Yeah, he's doing well, isn't
he? The big characters.
I know the main characters.
Starmer's doing well this week.
Yeah. Top of the table.
Starmer's top of the... You know, yeah.
Where's it?
Starwell got a good result midweek.
Sunak's been relegated.
Yeah. It was coming. It was coming. What we like to ask each guest is, do you have a interesting fact for us?
Speaking of trivia. I do have an interesting fact for you too. Cool. Did you know Listerine was originally made to clean floors?
What?
I think it was made to clean floors.
A floor cleaner?
Yes. I wanna pick your brains on this, Will, because clearly you sort of know quite a lot around this topic. So is the product that we still get now to put in our mouth, is it the same product that was being used on floors? And they went,
I don't think that's exact, but I think when Listerine first came out in 1820, was it?
You're crumbling.
Yeah.
This has been the most insightful start of the podcast we've ever had.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be very funny, this episode. I mean, this is going to be quite...
It's going to be insightful. What we also love to ask our guest is to provide us with the team name that we are going to answer this quiz under the guise of. Do you have any thoughts?
I've got a couple of options.
Oh, really?
What about the Madry boys?
The Madry boys, yeah. We've got a couple of we've got three Madrys on the table. Why not?
That was lucky, wasn't it? You thought about at home and then it was...
Yeah, or what about the Biro boys?
What? Because they're all
Oh, should we do the Madry Biro boys?
The Madry Biro boys, combine with two. The Madry Biro.
Say that three times, Jake.
Madry Biro boys, Madry Biro. The Madry Biro boys, the Madry Biro boys.
And look who's appeared in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
I saw a bloke in a pub actually dressed like the Madry man, and I asked for a selfie with him. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm actually visualising it in cringy.
Really cringy, because I was out with my mate and I was sort of thinking, oh, I'll get a laugh out of him and go over to the bloke. Hey, you are
a Madry
guy. Hey, you're a bloke from Madry, you're a Madry man, aren't you? You're a bloke. And he went, oh, his hat. Like, yeah. And he went, I'm sure I follow you on TikTok. Yeah, I think you do actually.
Oh, you recognise him?
He recognised me. He recognised me. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah,
going,
I know you follow me.
Ah, Madry Man 6060. Yes. Let's keep going.
And you're like, yeah, I know all my followers.
Thank you for your comment last month. Really appreciated it. I've noticed you haven't liked the latest. Yes. Have you just not been online lately? But it's,
Madry is just apparently, I think, calls with.
It's branding. It's brewed in Burton on Trent.
No, it's not. Because I've always stayed away from Coors.
Well, yeah,
because of the branding, I think.
I think it is. It's not a Spanish lager.
No, it's brewed in Burton on Trent, which is where they brew Carling in the brewery. That's where my hand's from. So no Burton on Trent. They've just called it Madry with a bloke who looks sort of like Eric Cantona on the front.
Yeah,
Spanish vibes. Yeah.
Madry Excepcional.
And that's honestly, that's just exceptional. That's not. They did trick you into saying it in a Spanish accent.
Yeah,
it really is just the word exceptional.
So it is, literally, it is...
But the eye's got an accent on it.
Yeah, and there's no T as well. They have to put some work in there.
He looks like he knows his way around a paella. I trust him with my life.
But this is what I mean. But that has been come up with in the Midlands, which is, I mean, a far cry from
just excellent branding.
Will, do you say foreign foods in the way they're supposed to be said in that accent? Paella. I heard paella.
I ain't trust him. He looks like he knows his way around a paella.
Do you say a buffalo mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
chorizo, mozzarella.
No mozzarella.
Yeah, try doing that in an Indian restaurant. See how far you get. Can I please have the chicken tikka masala? Absolutely. No, that's all right, mate. That's not the same thing, is it?
I lived in Spain for 3 months, and all I needed from the start and all I ever stuck with was Uno Margarita, por favor.
Really? That got you your drinks and your pizzas?
Yeah.
Sorted?
Yeah.
Drinks and food covered? Survived?
Dos Mesa. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Or Uno. Uno or Dos. That's one and two, by the way. It's a little fat there for the.
What were you doing in Spain for 3 months?
Teaching English.
Lovely person you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got me. Oh, we were self-indulged. I wanted to live in Spain. And then he got paid. He got something out of it.
One paid, actually. They paid for the accommodation and, like, you sort of lived in, but it didn't make a profit. It was like the experience.
Right, okay. You get paid for being a teacher. I think that's not really...
No, but mate, they paid for your flights. They put you in a flat. They gave you like a weekly...
Per diems, do they call it? Per diems?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. Just per diems, yeah. I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
It's Latin for just like enough to get by.
Latin for like, that will fucking do.
That'll do.
You're not worth a salary.
It's Latin for that'll keep you ticking over.
So we are the Madry Biro boys, and each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a quizmaster in the UK.
Yep.
This week, our quizmaster is Toby Page from the Black Horse in Morton Moral. And you can check out their Instagram for more details on upcoming quizzes.
From the Black Horse, so he's from a pub. That's where he does.
Yeah, he does his career at the Black Horse. Yeah, in Mawson Morrill. Mawson Morrill, whereabouts is that?
So Mawson Morrill is Warwickshire.
Okay.
So I've actually been to that pub. What? Strangely, coincidentally, nice this pub? Is yeah, nice little country pub. So looks over field. You know, one of them ones. Lovely beer garden. Looks over. I've sat out there on a summer's evening.
Yeah.
Looking over the rolling hills, Warwickshire hills.
Covered in vomit.
Choking on my own sick.
I'm a viral star.
You look like the Madry Man. You look like the Madry Man.
Come on, really, you look like that fucking twat of the beer.
Such a nice scene.
I'm in the big smoke. Yeah. You're in Warwickshire, mate. In the country, you're like, I'll go to London one day.
Oh, Warwick, you're fucking shit. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. I'll do a podcast, as you see, boys.
That's lovely. What a nice setting.
So, Mawson Morrill, from what I'm gathering, I think Toby Page lives a lovely life. If the pub is how you're describing it, and it's got rolling hills, and you in the corner with sick dripping down, you a little bit of gravy on your knee, some baked beans on the back of your ear.
They definitely do a carvery on a Sunday.
Lovely. Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a place where people who've lived in London, and maybe from the country, they've lived in London, and now they've gone, I've achieved my success, I've got my money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to move out. I'm going to reside in the countryside, the Warwickshire countryside, and on a Sunday afternoon, I'm going to go sit in the Black Horse and I'm going to do their quiz.
Does Toby fit that?
And it doesn't matter.
I don't want Toby.
There's no prize big enough in that place either that is going to come anywhere near their wealth.
Does Toby fit that profile? Or do you think he's from the area?
I think he's from the area.
I think he's from the area.
And he's, you know, you go there, he's a bit of a face in the area.
Yeah.
You know, you have a good time whether you enjoy quizzes or not. Some people go just for Toby.
Yeah.
They want a bit of Toby because he's the big dog.
I think he might be the Maverick.
And people say he is from the area, but he's all right. There's the butt.
That only matters, but doesn't see the twins as often as he'd be like.
He would love to see you, but not on a Tuesday when he does his quiz.
Yeah,
at the butt house.
So round one is bodies. He's opened up with a very sexual.
Yeah, that's.
No. You know what? I've made it sexual. It's anatomical. Yeah. What have I done there? I'm so sorry. He's opened up with bodies. I assume everything's going to have a body part as the answer, or maybe in the question.
It's been like a science. Anatomy.
Science, maybe science, right?
Yeah.
So question number one, the London Eye. Oh, I have seen what you've done there. Toby, you are a mischievous quizmaster. The London Eye, and if you know, you know. The London Eye was open to the public when? Now, what's annoyed me a little bit about Toby here is that if I was him, I'd have put the when at the start of the sentence. He's put the London Eye was open to the public when. I would rather it was when was the London Eye open to the public, but it's almost like he's twizzled his moustache by putting the when at the end. The London Eye was open to the public when.
Did he put a comma, when?
No, there's no comma there. Go on, is there a comma there?
But,
is there a?
But he's writing that for him to read. He knows that there's a pause there.
He knows.
No, it was open to the public. When? He wants people hanging
the,
on.
The London Eye was open to the public. Sure.
Yeah.
I think Toby.
But when?
Yeah. Everyone looking around me. Yeah, we know it was open to the. What's he doing? When? Oh,
God, well, that's so Toby. He thought we got lulled us into a false sense of security.
Toby does things differently. And that's what I like about him. You're like, oh, put the when at the beginning. That's not Toby.
Yeah, you bunch of freaks probably know the London Eye was open.
Do you know when it was? It was an absolute shit show. But when?
Oh, I'll see the kids.
Yeah. But when? So he says to Sandra.
I'll see the kids.
Sandra. But when? Okay, we.
I think he really hams out that pause as well. I bet he starts packing up, leaving the pub. Everyone going, what's he doing? He suddenly just, when? He's done this again.
So we've got Graham and Deborah who've come for a nice night out and they're thinking, I don't know if I can handle this. If it's going to be like this all night, we're in for a bloody roller coaster.
Yeah.
The London Eye.
and another pub landlord says, you've got to get out of that Toby. Toby's like, oh, I'll get out all right. But when? Oh, I'll leave all right. But when? When I'll fucking die. Okay.
Well, you tell me when the London Eye was open.
Yeah. Question one. Shall I write?
Question one.
Yeah, does anyone know the answer? Is anyone straight away on this
man? Yeah, of course. It was open to the millennium. Millennium Dome, Millennium Mine. So
you got into 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to write my answers here as well, just for fun.
I've seen pictures of them online of them, like when they were putting up, forming it to then put it up, basically. It's quite interesting.
The number of spokes on it is the same as the number of London boroughs there are.
Oh, really?
I think you're talking bollocks.
But when? No, I've heard that. I've heard that somewhere.
No. I think that's a fact. I think 80% of all facts are made up.
Yeah.
Will. Where has this Joe Rogan incel version of you come up? I think you just said, I think that's a fact in air quotations. Oh, yeah, we all know that fact.
No, I think it's a made up fact. It's an old wives' tale. The spokes of. How many boroughs are there?
I mean, it's a big engineering thing on its own, isn't it? Yeah. Alone without trying to match the number of spokes.
We have to make it with the number of boroughs. It's an odd number, though. Yeah. Fucking hell.
It'll be unsafe. You've always got to match the number of boroughs.
Question number two.
Yeah.
What is the largest internal organ in the adult male?
Inside the adult male. I think I know what it is.
Go on, then.
The heart.
Okay.
Or the brain.
It's so interesting. I thought it might be the lungs.
Yeah.
Just because they cover so much area.
Yeah, of course.
However...
No, that makes a lot of sense.
However, a lot of that is air, I assume. So actually...
Yeah, but they've not said the heaviest.
Well, the largest...
The largest area.
Yeah, but if you say if you had a box and you squish the lungs in there and you squish the heart in...
Yeah, so what we're talking about, the largest length, the largest surface area, the largest parameter, the largest...
I think Toby's got us over a barrel.
This
is a fault in Toby's question.
My worry is that Toby asks this question and says, what's the largest internal organ in the adult male? I'll tell you what my largest external organ is. I'm worried that he does that.
And
everyone goes, oh, every week.
It's got potential to get crude after that question.
Yeah.
I think it might be the intestines if they do go miles, but
they're definitely the longest.
But then weight, I suppose the brain is...
But then if they go miles, the lungs aren't... You know, I mean, nothing can compete with that.
Okay, so should we go intestine? God, we're a good team.
Question...
All on the same page, aren't we? Yeah, it's good. It's nice that we're not bickering.
It's really nice. I would say, Will, it's early days. You brought a real unifying energy to this team. I'd say more so than a lot of our guests.
I really actually see what you mean about you're the morale.
Yes.
You're really. Yeah, I'm seeing that. Yeah.
I'm not good. Yeah, yeah.
There's often a thing. You've not actually answered anything, but you've gone. Gosh, we're a great team.
There's often a thing on podcasts where the hosts are sort of supposed to make the guests feel welcome. I'll be honest with you. You've put me at ease more than anyone ever. Really. I mean, it's been brilliant.
This is good. Should we have that after? No, sorry. No, I've got. You take it slow, Willie.
Do you go by Willie?
I could. My family call me Willie, and old friends call me Willie, but like...
We're new friends then, or we?
Well, I do introduce myself as Will. I don't like saying Willie.
Sure.
Said it, whatever.
So family, old friends, and yourself refer to you as Willie.
Yeah.
I'd like to be in that category, really. I feel like that's the inner circle. Come on then, Willie.
Yeah.
Who released their first studio album in 2009, Lungs?
Oh, I feel like I know.
Ooh, Lungs.
Was it Florence and the Machine?
Yeah, that feels good.
I feel like, let's go with that. And let's not talk any more on the matter.
Wouldn't you have said that to whoever I said that?
He's so positive vibes. That feels good. You look nice. I like your energy. Yeah. And I think you've got a brilliant future
ahead of you. It doesn't matter because you've got a lot going on for you, mate.
Yeah. And today has been one of the best days of my year. Yeah.
Question number four. How many bones make up the adult male cranium? In an adult male?
What's
he fucking? I'll tell you what he loves. A fucking adult male. That's the first thing up.
Yeah, definitely only adult male.
What?
Three adults.
It's never an adult male, is it? It's the adult male. It's the physical form of the adult male.
The cranium, is that the skull?
Yes. Oh, you can't me. One, two, three, four. There we go. I think that feels about four. Four feels about right. I think four quadrants.
I've got a feeling there's something like a bone at the back.
I think we'll get that checked out. That shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's up
there. How long's that bone been in the back? So, how many bones make up the...
Should we get a big guess?
I quite liked four.
I like four.
I feel like it's going to be higher than four.
Okay, well,
do you know what? Can I just say, Toby being the man we think he is,
yeah,
I think he's the sort of bloke to include a bit of a trick question.
So it could be one.
Yeah.
I would like to go with two.
Okay.
You would, Will?
Yeah, let's do it with.
Let's
Democracy. Yeah.
I just do two.
Yeah, let's do two. Will would like to go two. Oh, and it doesn't matter. It's mute.
Are you sure? No. I'm wanting to hear it.
No. Because two of you already said two.
Why don't you put two and in brackets, Liam said three, so we can argue about it later.
I'm just going to throw in a heads up. When we get to the answers bit, there's a little tone of voice that Liam has where he'll say.
Is he changed?
And so obviously, when we said about the bones, I remember, of course, I said it might be three, and I remember saying that, and it was a beautiful moment when I said it. But of course, we went with the group and we went two. Looks like it's three. So what? You know, we're going with two.
Yeah, let's do two.
Number five. Who is the lead singer of the band Elbow?
I think I know. If you were to say his name, I'd know.
Is it Guy?
Guy
somewhat.
Guy something.
Guy.
It's Joe.
I don't think.
I thought it was going to be Harvey or Jarvey. Guy Jarvis. Guy Jarvey.
Guy Keaveney, Guy Carvey, Guy... He's the radio man, Sean Keaveney.
Guy Jarvey.
It's near. I don't think he's bang on.
Guy Garvey.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know it?
I do.
He's biting his fingernails, which means we're close.
Said it.
Producer Sam has said it. One of us has said it. I think it's Guy Garvey. Okay. It's Guy Garvey. It's definitely Guy Garvey.
Right, okay, cool.
Garvey's a weird name.
Yes.
If you're listening.
Yeah. And I don't like it. No, I'm joking.
Right, okay. The answers for the bodies round.
Okay.
How do we feel we did, by the way? What are we thinking?
I feel like we got 4 out of 5.
I think. Oh, I don't know. There was some... It could be a bit of an all or nothing.
The cranium one's a guess. The Guy Garvey, Guy Garvey.
I would be happy to come away from this with 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, for 3 adult males, you want to be able to get...
One each.
Yeah.
So, the London Eye was open to the public when? Jade said 2000.
Well done, Jade. That was all you, mate.
Thank you, brother. I need you around all the time. You are so inspirational. You give me such a lift emotionally.
What is the largest internal organ in the adult man? Now, this one we had a bit of a problem with.
Cock, didn't we?
internal.
Internal.
Right. Is yours not?
We had a bit... on a cold day. We had a bit of problem with this because how is he doing? Is it just mass?
Is it weight?
We went with intestines because of that whole thing about when you stretch them out.
Some honourable mentions of things we're going to go with.
Brain,
lungs, heart. I don't think there was anything else in the mix, was there?
The answer is actually liver.
What?
Wow.
The liver?
And I mean, the intestines, if you stretch them out, what is actually, you get more...
Surely you get more liver. The lung is bigger than the liver. Yeah. Should we Google?
You're not trusting Toby Page?
Tiny bit, lost a bit of faith.
Yeah.
I think when Toby announced the answer to this question at the quiz, he had a lot of fun seeing everyone's reactions.
Yeah.
You're joking. And he didn't say anything.
No one would.
Yeah. He stayed quiet, but just nodded.
Yeah.
Just nodded. And head going up and down. And with eyes that said, trust me, I've looked into it.
I want to ask you, do you think he let that or sit for a while, or do you think he tried quite quickly going, anyway, on to the next one, anyway.
His plan was to show
that he wasn't the shock.
He's fine. His plan was to move on. His plan was to move on to the next question. But you know what it's like. Yeah. You're in front of an audience. You've just dropped a bomb, like the biggest internal organ in the adult male is the liver.
And you know no one in
that. And you know no one knows that. No. And you're watching them just sort of, Deborah, have you heard this?
Mutter it, whispering.
Of course you're going to sit in it.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to sit in it. I mean, what you...
I've sat in it. I like to sit in it for a bit.
Will Robbins, you are a very accomplished stand-up comedian. Do you sit in it? When it's going well, do you sit in it?
I sit in the murmurs. I sit in the whispers. Let them whisper. Let them chiffer chat out. No, I think Toby enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Who released their first studio album in 2009? Liam, you knew this straight away.
I said Florence and the Machine.
You did. Correct. Well done, mate.
2 out of 3.
Number 4. How many bones make up the adult male cranium? So, look, we went through a process of elimination. We knew it was going to be somewhere between 1 and 5. That's unquestionable. We ruled that 1. We ruled that 5. We went settled with 2. Now, Liam, you want to just get this out of the way. You did have a slightly alternative view.
Odd number, number 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is odd for many reasons.
It's just that.
Do you stand by it?
Yeah.
Stand by it?
I thought it might have been more than 2. That's all I said.
Nice. Covering
interest. Will.
Just looked down at the answer and then said, definitely said more than 2.
So basically, what's happening now, if you are not watching, is that, yes, we turn the page and we can see the answers, but we're sort of trying to build some tension to sort of see it. And Will's just said, well, you can see that it's not three there, mate, because you've got the answer in front of you.
The answer is actually, and I think a bit of credit goes to Willie, because you did say more. You were more. You were like, it was like on the watches.
I was on the table.
He just loves the cranial of the adult male. More, please, more bones.
Think of the adult male.
And we should have listened, because the answer is actually eight.
Eight, nice.
Which is, I don't think we'd have ever settled on eight.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
How many bones in a baby's cranium?
That is a brilliant question.
Does it change?
Well, I suppose so. If they're going to be fusing, I might go as far as say that just double it.
Yeah, I think double it.
Double it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I would say so. For Sam, you got a baby. Producer Sam, how many bones? How many bones your baby's head got?
For the listener, Sammy's...
Are you going to text your partner? Yeah. How many bones has that baby got at the moment?
For the listener, Sammy's feeling his baby's head right now.
Sam's been married for so long, he doesn't Google anything anymore. He has to ask his partner instead.
And he's asking her if he can Google.
There's six.
No?
So more bones grow.
Fucking no idea, mate.
Because I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out! We've never had a guest freak out before, but he's actually freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
For the take, Will Robbins is freaking out.
Yeah. Well, you can't see me, I'm on top of the table.
He's now under the table.
He's become the table? Question number five. Who's the lead singer of the band Elbow? We knew it was Guy.
What did you settle on?
Well, we had Jarvie, we had Carvey. We had everything with Irvy in it.
Yeah.
We had Scurvy for a while, but it had an orange and it was all right.
Lovely. Love that.
That's great.
That's a lovely bit of fun.
So we had a few. We did settle on Guy Garvey, and guys, it was the correct answer. That was...
We knew it.
That puts us on it. And which we said we'd be happy with, a 3 out of 5.
Lovely, I'm happy.
Will, what do you make of Toby Page so far?
I'm liking it. Some of the questions were asked in an ambiguous way, which made me angry and hurt, because I liked him. but like, overall, I think he's doing a good job.
Round two is titled, It's a Man's World.
It's an Adult Males World. Favourite team, Adult Males United.
God, we're firing.
Do another one. I'm an adult male eater.
It's raining adult males. Hallelujah. it's the adult male pause. I should have quit. I should have started at menopause.
My favourite insect is a praying adult male dis. Okay, brain mantis. Okay, so round two.
It's a man's world. Okay, very, very cryptic from him.
It's weird.
So let's go into it. If it's anything like the bodies round, we're in for a treat. So question number one. So Manchego cheese originates from which country?
Big cheese fan, Willie?
Big cheese fan. I'm not like mad on it. I like cheese, but you know how people whip out a cheese board? I would never whip out a cheese board, but I like cheese. Manchego. Feel like it's Italian. Manchego.
Does, yeah.
Instinctively, I went Spanish.
I thought that was my instinct.
Straight away, as you said Italian, that mate, Will, it's the best thing you've ever fucking said. And then I say Spanish, and I'm like, well, I thought that was Will.
Who are you?
Why are you here? We're doing a pub quiz, mate. What are you doing?
Are you an adult male or a mouse?
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. that's good. I think we're torn between Spain and Italy here. I liked the way you said Manchego.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Italian words end in O.
That's very
the only reason I've gone there.
Should we go Italian?
Let's go Italian.
Yeah,
I'm back happy. On the line. I know you're not fully happy, but let's do it.
You can tell by my... It's the way I'm sort of carving it into the paper rather than writing it.
I did also translate that question, by the way. It was written, Manchego cheese originates from a country. Which? So we've got Italian. Question number two. In the Ice Age films, what animal was Manny?
I'm going to tap out. Never seen it.
Never seen Ice Age. What was your favourite animated film as a kid?
Lion King.
Nice. I'm sort of getting... I don't know how old you are. I'm trying to guess your age.
I'm an adult male.
Take it or leave it.
For me, Toy Story, Lion King, those are the...
Yeah.
big ones, I think. What was it for you, Lynn?
Actually, to be fair, Ice Age films were, I think that actually probably was my equivalent of that. They were coming out early 2000s.
Yeah. The Mammoth, I remember a Mammoth.
It is Manny the Mammoth,
he knows it.
The Woolly Mammoth.
Oh, is that the answer?
Yeah.
I just said the one character I sort of...
Yeah, I nailed it,
mate. You're a quiz master.
You really are.
See you later, guys.
Everything you touch turns to gold. It's all it does.
It's an intuition. It's just...
Toby's bringing someone out in me.
Question number three. Who is the main star of the 2022 film Emancipation?
Will Robbins.
Never seen her.
No.
This is a film about slavery.
Okay.
With Will Smith in it. And I think he plays the main star. What I would say is that I didn't expect this to come up in the quiz. I'll be honest with you. He has, just so you know, guys, he has highlighted every time there's man written in the question. So it's a little bit sort of passive aggressive when he's written man, Chago cheese. Thank you very much.
Going on to question four. Nelson Mandela.
Mandela.
Mandela died at the ripe old age of what in 2013?
Ripe old age?
Is that a bit of a... I don't know why that's the one he's chosen to have a laugh on, the death of Nelson Mandela.
84.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Put it in.
And finally, question five. Kathmandu is the capital of which country?
Will Roberts knows it.
Yeah, I think I know it. Nepal?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I've said I think it is like I knew as well. I looked at you because I was like, please say this, because... The thing is, when you host a pub quiz podcast, things like capitals of countries, there's an expected sort of like thing of you should just know those.
Yeah.
You should know those. That's your bread and butter. I didn't know it. I looked at you. I thought, Will, for fuck's sake, just say what it is.
I didn't know it. Yeah. Nice one. Right. The answers for round two. How do we think we did, guys? I think we did okay there.
We did okay. Was there any guesses we did?
I think we had a good go at all of them, actually.
The age one was a bit of a guess.
Yeah.
We're good.
So, Manchego cheese. We were torn. We had a bit of a battle here. We had Italian and we had Spanish.
The O was a red herring. It was Spain.
It was Spain.
Sorry, Jake.
We were planning to hang out after this, weren't we?
Yep, that's not happening.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, shame. Why not? Yeah, but we were close. It's one of them ones. Ice Age, who was Manny? What animal? He was, of course, the Woolly Mammoth. Very well done. Question number three. Who is the main star of the 2022 film Emancipation? Well done, Jake. It's Will Smith.
Will Smith is it. Brilliant.
Bang on.
Jake's seen the film.
Nelson Mandela died at the ripe old age of what? It's 95.
Fine. We put 84. What are we meant to do?
I knew it was going to be high because he said ripe old age.
Yeah. So we didn't fucking say anything when we were arguing about it, would you?
I thought 84 was quite high.
Although I feel like you knew that anyway. I'd be surprised if you went, is he 29? Was he at the 27 club? It's Winehouse, isn't it? Winehouse.
Cavane, Mandela.
Gone too soon.
Well, he was an addict. I know that much.
Winehouse, Cobain, Mandela.
Kathmandu is the capital of which country? Nice one, Will. It's Nepal.
Nepal, yeah.
Well done.
Really, really, really well done.
So, lads, at the end of round two, we have again got another three. That's really solid. Really solid.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm really happy. Manchego is a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. Is a shame. We were there halfway almost. Yeah.
And we also, all the three we got there, I think we got one each of them.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty satisfying round.
Fair.
We're a good team. Yeah, which is what it's all about at the end of the day.
Can I just say again? Morale's high.
Morale's really high.
And your morale is a biggie up on it. You're like, each one of us got one of our
hearts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's put our hands together and then go up in the air. That's lovely.
That's really good.
I think you are just an incredible addition to any pub quiz team. Yeah. Well, you really are.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we can sort of, in the final round, get a 4 out of 5.
Storm it, yeah.
But before we kick on with the next round, Will, what the hell is going on in your life? Because you seem to be a very busy man. You're doing stand-up, you're producing, you're doing bloody radio sketch shows, you're doing your own sketch shows on sketches on online. What's happened? How did it happen?
What's happening?
How did this all happen to you?
How do you do this? Is there two of you?
There's a two. How did you get into comedy, Will?
I did this, went to some open mic night with a bit of paper with bits I've written onto it.
Yeah.
And then you read it out on the paper while you're shaking.
Really?
You look down and then you just blurt it all out or get halfway through. And then I run out the door and then I ran home. Smashed it.
And the gig was in Manchester.
Yeah.
Which was a nightmare.
Yeah.
did you really actually have read off the paper?
Yeah,
I've got
some notes up there, which I sort of took up. But yeah, first gig's hell. My advice is, because I thought about being a stand-up for many years before ever doing it, And that the doing it was the hardest bit. Just do it. Just fucking do it. And that's the hardest bit. And you can figure out if you want to continue doing it. But just do it.
So a lot of people will know you from your sketch duo, The Lovely Boys.
The Lovely Boys.
Who I'm a massive fan of. I've seen you in Edinburgh as well.
Yeah.
Not doing any sketches, actually. Quite a lazy show where you just introduce other people. But it was still fun to see you in the flesh doing the stuff. How did you meet your co-star, your double act, the other half of your double act, Benny?
Ben Cohen. Met him doing stand-up about 7 years ago and hit it off. And I was like, oh, he's a nice guy.
For those of you who can't see what's happening, when he said hit it off, he did sort of like a karate move. I don't know what that was. Hit it off.
I thought it was a hit thrust.
It was a lot of movement, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm saying something nice about someone, I get someone's...
Animated.
Yeah.
Well, you're best mates, right?
Yeah, we're good mates. He's lived with me, I've lived with him.
Wow.
You know, we like each other.
Yeah.
It's a good friendship. We hang out together anyway, so might as well... do something
has
with
that,
it.
Has it ever been difficult to find the balance of doing sketches together and sort of turning on that mode and then just chilling out together as two mates and putting comedy to one side?
Yeah, do you know what? I feel like we don't hang out enough without filming.
Right.
We only hang out and film now. We do see each other a lot as well, but I've just completely contradicted.
Fucking hell, these Madrids are going down. I'm sorry. We don't see each other a lot, but we see each other. It's a real shame.
But to be fair, we do see each other quite a lot. So,
not to embarrass you,
yeah.
But just so we can hear it, how many followers have you got now on TikTok?
TikTok's 135K.
It's more than Wembley.
More could fill a Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference in terms of your satisfaction, your creativity between doing stand-up comedy and sort of like online sketch comedy?
There's nothing better than a good live comedy gig.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also nothing worse than a bad one. And you're like, and you do think, what am I doing with my life? But then, you know, you do a good gig and you're like, you're buzzing for like, you know, a day after.
Have you ever had some real big bombs of a night?
Yeah, definitely. I remember there was this showcase thing, which is just where like industry might get invited, TV people, like because of like the Apollo, for instance, who was there that night. And then, you know, you can get a bit like, oh, this gig, as soon as you start saying stuff like, this gig means a lot, you're fucking done. You are done.
Yeah.
Like you need to not care. And you know, I was quite early in and the booker for Live at the Apollo was there, a couple of people that I used to work with were there. And I just got into my own head and I just wasn't myself on stage. And I would class it as a bomb. And that is a very bad feeling. But people say, you have to bomb at these things. You know, I've done showcases since where I'm on the verge of like saying, you know, fuck stand-up completely. Mm. And I go out there and I have the best gig ever. It's weird.
2025 is here. Where can people see Will Robbins this year?
At The Lovely Boys, or if you want to get personal, at Willie Robbins.
Oh, wow. So what's the difference between what happens on the Lovely Boys page and what happens on the Willie Robbins page?
Well, I do like solo sketches on my Insta, or there's like silly fun sketches on the Lovely Boys Insta and TikTok. Yeah. And also, yeah, radio. If anyone listens to Radio 4, there's a sketch show on there that me and Ben Cohen from the Lovely Boys wrote.
Called
The Lovely Boys Talk Good.
Yeah. And they bloody well do. They're very articulate. Not only do they talk good, but they talk you up as well. They're such lovely boys. How are you just generally just like a very positive person? Because you have really lifted the spirits of our pub quiz team.
No, I just thought we're in a... You pitched it as a pub quiz team. I thought that's what I do in group scenarios.
You did say at the start, you said, yeah, Alex, this is my role in the team.
Because it's like general knowledge, you know, and politics, you know, maybe not... That's not me, maybe. I don't know. We feeling good?
We're feeling good!
And on that note, let's roll straight into the final round where we're going to get the biggest score we've had.
Yeah, come on, let's get a more than five.
Storm this. So round three is called When We Were Kids.
Does he mean when we weren't at our mail?
Yes, I think this is when we were kids. I mean, what's good here is that we're all a few years apart. So hopefully we can have a bit of a catch-all thing.
And I wonder, this might give us a bit of an indication as to what age Toby actually is.
Yep.
See what sort of references he's gone for.
Yeah.
Question one. Who were Peter, Phyllis and Roberta?
Peter, Phyllis and Roberta? I have no idea who they were. Do you know who they were, Will?
No, but Phyllis sounds like a very old-fashioned name.
It does, doesn't it? This has really stumped me.
Dad's Army? Something to do then?
Was that kids' show?
When we were kids.
Yeah, sorry.
Are we all stuck on an episode of Dad's Army when we were kids, weren't we? Followed by a bit of Taggart.
When we were kids, when we were kids, it's ambiguous because he's talking about himself.
Phyllis, and who are Peter, Phyllis, and Roberta?
I think this is all kids' shows.
Kids' shows. Phyllis. Oh, oh, no. Is there a. I don't know.
The Magic Roundabout.
To me, let's put the Magic Roundabout. And it doesn't actually answer the question. Who were they? A Magic Roundabout.
I think he's going to be closer to your guys' age than mine.
Yeah, I think Toby's, 40s, 50s.
I think you guys would be better towards these than me. So
marginally closer to our age, I'd say.
Yeah. Question number two. Who was the clever Womble from New Zealand?
Clever Womble?
As
in the Wombles?
Yeah.
Or an Oakham, is that one of them?
Honestly, you could sit me in here maybe on my own for a year and a half. I couldn't name you one Womble.
I've ever heard of Google?
Ever heard of producer Sam's wife? I don't bloody know. Do you know the Wombles?
No, I
don't. Liam, you just named a Womble.
Because there's a Talk Sport clip where someone rings in. I can't remember it, but he ends up being like, in Orinoco, but I can't remember.
Let's just put that down.
It was really funny, but I can't remember what the clip was. But
had to be there. You had to be there, probably.
And it might not even be the Wombles, but
I don't know. But you write it down.
We're crambling.
It might not even be.
We really wanted to get 4 out of 5 on this. I don't think we're going to get 3.
Question number 3: Who assisted the Teletubbies to clean up?
Nunu. Every day of the week.
Oh, okay.
Nunu.
If you're going to say the runner.
The runner. Dark times. No, then Nunu was definitely the Hoover.
You've done a sketch on this, haven't you?
I have done a sketch on this, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone wants to hear about it, do they? Will we ever a runner?
Yeah.
Will you?
Joking. As a runner for like 3 years, I couldn't move up.
Really?
Terrible.
What was it like? What were your experiences?
You've never been a runner.
I have, but for the tape. I don't need to answer this. You fucking know what it's like anyway. Well, yeah, I know, but...
I was a gambler there.
What are you asking me for?
Yeah, get off my back. Sorry, I get incredibly defensive sometimes.
Will said before this, if I have a lager, I'll get a little bit aggressive. You didn't fucking disappoint, did you?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was just like making obscene amounts of tea and coffee.
It is a little.
And I don't think I drank tea or coffee at the time. And I was like, okay. Well, she put the bag in there, shaking, spilling, walking. A lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking.
Twisted.
You'd think there'd be more running, but it's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Liam, you like this sort of conversation topic when we come onto it about people in TV.
Yeah.
When you work in TV.
I mean, someone who hasn't worked in it.
Yeah.
It was a real
people in TV who are on screen who are not very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. I think it's just not necessarily TV people. I think it's like, it seems to be people who get fame or success and they just have it for like long periods, and some people just react very badly to that.
I think there's two types of people that can be difficult. You get the people like Will said who've been at the top of their game for a long, long time and they've sort of a little bit lost touch of like, oh, actually there's a whole machine outside of my role here where people are working hard and actually I should be decent. They're those people. Then there's the people who have just like become mega famous overnight.
Right.
And I think they can be quite difficult. They can be quite difficult.
Yeah.
I think if you've had a sort of gradual progression, you've seen all of the steps along the way, so you get it.
Yeah.
Whereas the overnight thing, understandably, weirdly, it goes to your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you're like, I'm the chosen one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You love a karate gesture.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So those at home, I just did a karate shot to Liam in front of Liam's face. Is that okay? Have I lost?
And he has got his black belt tied around his head.
Because I've had half a lager.
I actually used to do karate. I don't know if you knew.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did.
I got to a very esteemed yellow belt.
What's that one? Where's that in the hierarchy?
Rocket. One above white.
Oh, good.
One above starter.
Were you good at it?
No. The problem was with that group I went to, the little club I went to for a bit. I was probably about like 14, 15, and I was a bit of an anomaly of an age because it was for all ages. So there was a load of like 30-year-old blokes who were quite good, and then a load of like 9-year-old girls who were quite good. And then at the end of every session, they'd go, right, we're going to do some sparring and like just sort of everyone to sit around, and then we'd pick 2 people to get up. So they'd either put me up with, I either had to go up with the like elder blokes who were just like, and it was horrible, or Then what they started doing was putting me up with the 9-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I would just be like in the middle of a circle getting the shit kicked out of me by the 9-year-old girl.
Were you doing a lot of sports at school, Will?
No, I didn't. I hated sports. I used to always forget my PE kit.
At primary school, they'd make you do it in vest and pants.
Was that still happening at your age?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. In primary school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine then.
Oh, fair enough. It wasn't anything untoward. It was just in primary school. Just when you're pre-pubes, it was brilliant.
It was just before you were able to stand up for yourself, was it?
Oh, that's great. That's fine.
Lovely.
Like your most vulnerable, was it?
Question number four. In South Park, what is Mr. Hankey?
A Christmas poo.
Really?
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. And I'm pretty sure it's Christmas poo, not just poo.
What's all that about then?
He always wears a Christmas hat on top of the shit. He's like a turd that talks, and he's always got the Christmas hat on.
I never went to South Park.
The Christmas poo stuff when we were out there.
Start watching.
I thought you said you should come around.
Come around, man.
It's after this.
Question number five, final question of the quiz. In Walt Disney's Jungle Book, what type of animal was Bagheera?
I know it.
Bagheera?
Yeah.
You know it.
I know
it. I know it.
You know it.
Do you know it, Liam?
No.
Really?
No.
I went to a Catholic primary school.
Oh, God, here we go. Cue heartfelt music. What happened? Tell us.
You've already told us about the pan.
Is this?
No, you're into my edge. Yeah.
This is good, mate. This is good.
I went to a Catholic primary school to fill a quota, as they need to have. And I was the only Indian guy in the year. That's fine. That's great. I don't care. But what I did care about was when we got to year six, there was a performance, end of year performance of The Jungle Book. And I was a bit gobby at school. And I thought, you know what? I've got this in the bag. I'm Mowgli. Surely I'm Mowgli. Surely I'm Mowgli. I mean, there's literally no one else wants the role. No one else is that into being sort of like gobby on stage. I'm Indian. This is in the bag.
And you're
they gave it to a guy whose first name was Christian. Christian was his first name. And they made me King Louis, King of the Monkeys.
Yeah, it's your first taste of racism.
This is my first taste of the stage, and I loved it. It was so fun. Yeah, King Louis. I'm the King of the Swingers.
Hey, look,
if you get a supporting cast role, but it's a meaty role, you'll take it and you'll roll with it. And I think I did a good job. But I really thought I was going to get it.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. I don't know if that story is as fun as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
So not all of the stories have to be fun. They could just be a bit interesting.
So based off that, though, I take it you know the Jungle Book well.
Yeah.
What type of animal?
That's all you care about.
What type of animal?
I just opened up to you about my first fucking taste of racism. Then my dream of being on stage is Mowgli. And you're like, well, I guess it does mean I'll know the answer to question five. Bagheera is a panther.
Lovely.
Yeah, panther, nice.
Is that what you were going to say, Will?
Yeah. For a second, I thought it was the tiger, but it's the panther.
It's definitely a big cat. No, I think the tiger is Shere Khan.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Right, let's do the answers, shall we?
All right.
So, who were Peter, Phyllis and Roberta?
No idea.
We had a little bit of a pun at the Magic Roundabout, because Will said it, and it was actually the Railway Children.
You should have known that, man.
You should have known that.
Who was the clever Womble from New Zealand? The answer was Wellington. Question number three. Who assisted the Teletubbies to clean up? It was Nunu.
Nunu.
God, written down, it really does look like... No! No!
Yeah, it does. In South Park, who is Mr. Hankey? It was the Christmas poo.
Well done, Will. Robbie.
That's such great.
Bang on. And in Walt Disney's Jungle Book, what type of animal was Bagheera?
I'm pretty confident it's a panther, right?
And you're bang on, mate. Well done.
Brilliant.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 seems to be the score of the day, doesn't it? Every single round. It's consistent, though.
It's really solid. It's really solid. And that gives us an overall score of 9 out of 15. And I think we should be pleased with that, God.
Yeah.
Really pleased with that. Will, what we'd like to do now is do a little bit, now we've done the quiz.
Yeah.
Give a little bit of a review of the quiz.
Okay.
Jake, you've got some criteria to sort of rank.
I do indeed. I mean, what did we make of Toby? I think he's a very interesting character, isn't he?
I think he's like... got heart of gold.
Yeah.
I think he's, you know, he's a family man. I know he didn't see them as much as he'd like to. But I think I like his sort of wordplay with the quiz.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He kept us guessing. Some of it was ambiguous and a bit misleading, but that is part of quizzes, as you all know.
Yes.
To lead us down one more sauce, and it's like, oh, hang on a minute. Is that a gate? Oh, no, it's a cattle grid. Oh, no, I'm falling down the cattle grid. Yeah, and that's what I like about Toby. You don't know what you're going to get, but...
Yeah. So in terms of playability, out of 10, what do we reckon?
I felt like it was... some quizzes, they go too far, try and be too fancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this is like your mid sort of like solid questions. You know, I like the categories, playability. I don't know what we're thinking. 4 out of 5?
Out of 10 would be good.
Did you say out of 10?
Yeah.
Just ignore you.
Double it.
Double it. I'm going to say a bit less. 7 out of 10.
Needless little time to Toby's there.
Sorry, Toby.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. I can get on board with that for sure.
I think it was just, you know, it's a solid quiz.
In terms of range of subject matter, what would you say?
I liked all the subject. I'm going to go 8.
And then finally, just general good vibes rating out of 10.
I'm gonna go just on vibes, 10.
10, absolutely. I'm with you on
that. And also, Toby 10. It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to try one of Toby's quizzes, you can find him at the Black Horse in Moreton Morrill. You can also check out their Instagram for details of upcoming quizzes and other events that might be happening at this lovely pub.
Thank you so much, Toby, for sending your quiz. We had such good fun doing it. And also, obviously, a massive thank you to our special guest today, who's been a light to the quiz.
Oh, my God. Positivity in a bottle.
Will Robbins.
Just good vibes all around.
It's really incredible.
Incredible.
The amazing Will Robbins. Thank you so much, mate. Thank you so much, Will.
Should we clap?
I don't know. Yeah, we normally do. Yeah, I would. Yeah. That's all right. That's the way that.
It's just the beer talking, yeah.